America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We continue our conversation and in-studio visit with Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
All right, now we're to that part of the interview. Plug away. Where are you going to be?
I have a big show October 1st. I just booked this at Bolton Center in Bayshore on Long Island, which is a great, great theater. The first time I went there, I went to see Jimmy Webb. Jimmy Webb, the songwriter, lives a couple blocks from me in Bayville. And we spent, not last year, but the 2 years before that, him and his wife, Laura Savini. She's a very popular broadcaster.
She was PBS for all those years.
So Laura and Jimmy and me and my girlfriend at the time had New Year's Eve dinner together. And, you know, we made steaks at my house. And, you know, between the two of us, we got a lot of crazy stories.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you know, my story is about the idiots at the Neptune Pub on Long Island. His story is about John and Paul and George and Ringo. But I'm trying to hold my own.
It's hard
but
to
I
do.
Went to see him at the Bolton Center. I'm like, wow, what a place. And after the show, Michelle comes up and says, Jackie, you want to do a show here? I'm like, whoa. And so I did a show there and almost sold it out a year and a half ago. And she just called up and I just put in another one. So Long Island, come to the Bolton Center. I'm going to do some new – I might read from my book. I have a book.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to get it published. I've been so close a million times. And you know, I think the ship probably sailed, but the people that are interested in the Howard Stern show and the genesis and how I got there and everything, and I had a wacky tale to tell before the Stern show. You know, I should have died four times before I even walked in that room. So it's a great, great tale. So I'm thinking maybe I'll read a chapter or two in the show just to make it different.
Sure.
You know, and I work at a place called the Parks Casino in Bensalem.
Yeah.
Ever hear that?
Yes.
I work there all the time.
Tons of signs for it on the turnpike as you're driving up and back.
And it's a great, great little casino with a great little show with the, what's his name? Joe, I never can think. I always say Dinkins. It's not Dinkins. It's Joe, the Philadelphia guy, the sports guy. Not Dinkins. Joe
Conklin.
It's me and Joe Conklin.
Joe Conklin.
And Rich Harkaway.
Right,
and,
okay.
And I'm there about once every 2 months.
Yeah.
And that's always a great show. I'm doing that August 25th and August 18th. I'm at Ha in Yonkers that just moved out to Yonkers, which is a great little club. And there's some place in Massachusetts called Joke in the Box in Leominster. And the guy called up and he was so flattering. Just like coming here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 4-hour drive. And I'm like, you know what? I never worked at the place before.
He'll give you better directions, though.
I'm going to get in there. I'm going to go do my show. You know, I do my show. And I take pictures and sign autographs and answer questions and sell my stuff. And it's and now I have kids' CDs and people go nuts. I sell more of those than anything.
Really? You've got kids' CDs?
It's so funny. You know, I used to have these gadgets and the company went out of business.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get them made again because it's so good for charity. And I'm like, if somebody just – I don't want to make money. Just make them so we can give them away. It's in the works. But there were kids' jokes. And then there was one that was gross jokes with no sex and no – you know, no four-letter words, but fart and booger. Finally took those jokes and made two kids' CDs out of them. And one is a yellow kids' CD for knock-knock jokes and elephant jokes, and the other one is a green gross jokes with the boogers and the farts. And I sell it because I tell people, if you come to a comedy show and have fun and get drunk and then come home and bring your kids a surprise, you're going to be a hero.
Right.
So everybody call up and say, my kid won't stop telling those stupid jokes, but they don't realize they're telling them anyway.
Yeah.
Some people are like, no, not my kid. My kid doesn't tell fart jokes. I'll tell you, your kid's been telling fart jokes since he was 3 years old. You better wake up, you know. And that's fun, you know. So I take these gigs, and if it's a brand new place, people are glad to see you, take pictures, sign autographs, you know. And I like interacting. People say, do you mind staying around afterwards? I say, you can't chase me out of there.
Right.
You know, if you like that.
You love the life. That's part of it, you know. And to get that response, that's incredible. And that feeds into that whole feeling about the whole adrenaline.
The
whole thing.
I'll tell you the great. I went to Iraq with Bo Bice about 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you get so you don't know. And we did maybe, I think it was 10 shows in 9 days or something like that. But we do a show at like Camp Liberty, and there'd be like 5,000 people. And after the show, we'd sit there, me and Bo Bice and his band. They, almost all of them, would be in line, sitting there for 3 or 4 hours taking pictures and signing autographs. And it was like, oh, I'm getting the chills right now because they're so thrilled that you came. And it's just like, it's like, wow, I'm finally giving something back to somebody.
Sure.
You know, it's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Fantastic.
That's got to be an incredible feeling, especially in a place like that.
You wouldn't believe the fight that I went through to get to Iraq because I have a dirty act.
Really?
I tell dirty jokes. I'm like, are you kidding me? These guys are losing their arms. Their heads are getting blown off. You know, they're killing people. Finally, a friend told me, DB Sweeney is a pal, a friend of a friend. And he became a pal. And they said, well, maybe DB can help. And DB went to Lieutenant Dan, you know,
Gary Sinise.
Yeah.
And said, Jackie the Joke Man really wants to go to Iraq. And he can't. He's hitting red tape everywhere. And he called this woman from Stars for Stripes in Nashville. She came and saw me. She said, they will love you. And I'm like, send me.
All right, stay with us. More with Jackie Martling coming up. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Diane had just paid her fare on a city bus and was beginning to sit down when it pulled away from the curb. She fell and hurt her back, so she sued the city for her pain and injuries. But in court, the city proved that the bus was operating in a safe manner because the driver did not swerve dangerously away from the curb. Who do you think won this case? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Although it was proven that the driver didn't swerve dangerously, it is still the driver's duty to wait until Diane had a chance to sit down before moving the bus. Diane won, and that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So does your child like to be tickled? Well, it can do wondrous bonding things. Here's what a physiological tickle is and the science of it. First, a tickle is any attempt to defend the body's vulnerable parts, and you can't tickle yourself. Well, maybe a little. Second, only when the tickler is perceived as harmless will a person enjoy a tickle. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you tickle your child, they trust you. They believe you. They believe you will not harm them. They are surrendering themselves to you. They laugh because they love you. Between parent and child, this is an inviolate trust. Do it right, and it can facilitate a lifetime of love and bonding. Do it wrong, cross the line, and a simple tickle can turn into a lifetime of separation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.